Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with more of Shalehale Secrets. Sorry there was a lot of issues last week, but we're gonna do the games this week. I watch as the man struggles to his feet. Shit, he looks unsteady, out of breath. I suppose that's normal given the situation, but this man looks like he wasn't doing particularly well before he was beaten up. As hard as it was for him to get on his feet, he's also wheezing and coughing. He's having almost as much difficulty talking as I do. I guess I should take him to a hospital or something? That's a reasonable thing to do, right? I whip my phone out and start typing. Do you need an ambulance? I mean, I probably shouldn't even bother asking. I should just get an ambulance. He's having difficulty just standing. I'll go ahead and call. No, stop. He suddenly seems extremely animated. He finds his strength quickly. I'd rather not get the police involved. He doesn't want to get the police involved? What does he mean by that? This guy sure doesn't seem like a criminal. You, talk through your phone. You're not deaf, are you? Before I can answer. Oh, I know who you are. Grim, Leah's friend, is that right? She said you were nonverbal, and you fit her description. The guy knows Leah? I know his name is Frank Craven, but I'm not sure where I remember it from. Frank Craven. That's right, Leah said something about her academic advisor being one Frank Craven. This must be the same guy. Yeah, I'm him. Are you Frank Craven? Yes, I can trust you then. I don't mean to be presumptuous, but I'd like to get out of here as quickly as possible. I'm afraid helping me carries some risk. What is he asking me for then? Help getting out of here? But of course he is, idiot. He was just attacked. Who knows if those thugs are gonna circle back? And if they do, fuck, I need to get out of here too. I don't think we need to have some long debate. I pull the door open for him and jump into the driver's seat. As soon as Frank gets in, I slam my foot on the pedal. I hope, pray, that whoever those guys were, they didn't pay attention to my car. My focus is solely what's in front of me. I don't notice the look of discomfort on Frank's face as he gazes out the window. So when I hear a strange guttural sound from the seat next to me, I'm taken by surprise. The panic seeps into me even more. It sounds really bad. Inhaler! Inhaler? No way, this guy has asthma? I couldn't trouble you to circle back. His voice like a slurry of gravel and mucus growing weaker and hoarser. I'd understand if he wanted to be taken to a hospital, but going back? Did he drop his inhaler? How do I communicate with him with my hands on the wheel? I really don't want to go back. I just try to look at him with intensity, see if I can carry a message that way. I understand. My apartment building is nearby. Take me there. I'll give you directions. I give a nod and slam the pedal as hard as possible. The journey is a harrowing experience. With the way Mr. Craven looks and sounds, I keep wanting to turn around and head to a hospital. Fuck, his wheezy breathing reminds me of when I lost my voice for good. I really don't want the same to happen to him. I park the car and rush him into the building like I'm rushing him to the hospital. As soon as we get inside, he starts directing me where I need to go. I pretty much kick down his office door. Mr. Craven is incredibly quick to cross the office and open his drawer. He draws in from his inhaler like a desperate addict takes in a drag. The moment he does, relief falls over him. Oh, thank God. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have asked you to circle back. That was selfish of me. I started to panic as the attack set in. You have asthma? Yes, something like that. I have GERDs, it's not important. The important thing is you. I told you not to come. He told me what? This guy hasn't told me anything unless he knows I intercepted his text messages. But that doesn't make any sense at all. He was clearly communicating with someone else. You may have compromised. Stop. We've never talked before. So you're telling me you aren't Nightingale? Who is Nightingale? You driving into the garage at that moment was a complete coincidence? Yes. Oh, thank God. What is this about? But now you know, I'm afraid I've dragged you into quite a messy situation. I don't understand. Are you saying you got me in trouble with those thugs? You know who they work for. What? Stop typing for a moment, please. I was there to pick up some documents from Nightingale. When I went to the dead drop, it was empty. I don't know who those thugs were or who they worked for. I only have an educated guess. Can this shit hurt me? I don't know. I don't think they wanted to kill me. If they had, they would have killed me. No, they were messengers. The message was, don't pursue this Nightingale lead. What is Nightingale? That is complicated. You look quite young, so I'm not sure you know this. Does Deep Throat ring a bell? I don't mean the sex act, or the porn movie. I definitely did not have deep throats in mind looking at this guy. As for what Mr. Craven really means... Yeah, the Watergate thing. Nightingale's much like Deep Throat, except inside Shale Hale's government. And it has a tastefully chosen name. Yes, yes. So those thugs could have been after the leaker. Possibly. I was communicating with Nightingale at the time, so I know they didn't get him. I was afraid you were him, coming back to save me. No, it was a lucky accident. And a friend of Leah's, a surprise. Those documents must have contained some heavy stuff. They did, and they go further than this town. If my suspicions were accurate, they would have implicated the governor himself with a lot. The governor is the cowboy guy, right? Nope, that's the mayor. I see. You don't follow local politics at all, do you? No. What we would have received is proof that the governor is communicating with the supporters like the mayor and instructing them to make certain budget cuts to hurt his political rivals. But those documents are gone now. That doesn't sound good, but to send out thugs I would have expected to be something a lot worse than just a spat over a budget. And that's pretty serious, is it? I know it's not as headline-grabbing as a sex scandal, but it really matters. People live and die by those budgets. It's not dramatic, but it is important. Nightingale didn't make any copies of those super important documents? I don't know. I hope so. Otherwise, I'm stuck. Nightingale was my lead, and now... Anyway, I keep getting told I should mind myself. I'm not a war correspondent anymore. I'm a professor, and I edit the school paper in my spare time. Oh, all the stress is causing me ulcers. Frank Craven, the sweaty, fat, asthmatic wreck of a human being, was a war correspondent? Either he's changed a lot, or he doesn't need to run too fast during the war. Is it because I'm not in the best shape? I'm not offended by that, but I don't appreciate it. I'm just curious. 99% of the time, war is boring. It's mostly just sitting around. So not like Black Hawk Down. That 1% of the time, though, I'll say this. During that 1% where it isn't boring, lying down and staying quiet makes the biggest difference. Even as a fat man, I can do that. I need Pepto-Bismol. Where did I put it? Frank begins to open drawers, sorting through his findings. Damn it, don't tell me I left it at the office. Do you need a ride there? No, my car is parked nearby, but thank you. There could be thugs waiting by your car. And if there are, I'd rather deal with it myself than drag an innocent man with me. I already feel quite bad about the situation. It's not something you should have been pulled into. Where's that damn Pepto? Please, go home. Thing is, I probably could help this man. The app, I could break into any device in school. Can I do the same with the computers outside? These are government computers, but still, I guess I haven't really tried anything outside of school. There's just one thing I'm curious about. I'm too corrupted by my wealth and decadence to be of use to anyone anymore. It's up to you. People need you, especially Professor Frank Craven. We really fucking need you. Did you see a toaster man? Did your text-to-speak just malfunction? I swear you said toaster man. Yes, have you seen a rough-looking guy holding a toaster? A toaster? I feel like I would have remembered something like that. Why do you ask? He's a... Shit, what lie am I gonna say? Character around campus. Eh, maybe he's Nightingale, right? Maybe. The funny thing is, I really thought Nightingale might have been your friend, Leah. I thought you said whoever Nightingale was, they were inside the local government. I don't actually know that, I'm just guessing, but Leah would be a guess too. Sorry, I'm rambling. I mean, is it really that unlikely? I know Leah pretty well. Leah used to sneak into the principal's office to get scoops. Yes, she's pretty brave, and sometimes she hits me with real passion. It'd be in her character to be some informant or whistleblower or something, but how she got that information I'd have no explanation for, so I suppose it's more likely that she isn't. Don't tell her I said anything about her being Nightingale, and you probably shouldn't say anything else about anything else either about this night. The chances she'd get herself into trouble are very high. You won't. Thank you. I mean, I knew I was going to get into some trouble. You work in IT enough, you see things you aren't supposed to. Both Linus and I have been blasted with the nastiest, most illegal shit you could imagine when we're dealing with personal drives. This is different. This is power. This is rich people shit, and you don't mess with money. Leah absolutely needs to be kept away from it. Is that the TV on? It's not that late for it to be weird to watch television, but for Leah, it is. As a matter of fact, she's just not much of a TV person to begin with. Maybe she had the TV on while doing something else? Let's check. Wow, every time I look at Leah, I just can't help but notice how feminine she looks, all curled up like that. If I could, I'd reach out to just touch her. But I'm not sure I could do that without waking her. Damn, I gotta cast out these weird feelings from my head. They're giving me strange impulses. Why am I having these strange thoughts when looking at her? Maybe I can make her feel more comfortable. Should I put a blanket over her? Part of me would hate to see her all covered up, but I know she might feel better. Or I could just leave her be. I don't want to wake her after all. I think she would appreciate that. The air conditioner in this building is an absolute monster, breathing out cold air like a fucking ice dragon. She can't be comfortable like that. God, what a strange feeling I had while putting that blanket over my friend. I'm not entirely sure what's gotten into me. I've got some things I want to try before bed. I can't be up too late, though. Leah is a reminder that I'm also a morning person. I'll take on the whole world at 6 a.m., but don't ask me to do anything past 12. This should be quick. I know I can break into any device connected to the Shale Hill network, but I don't know if I can do the same to devices not connected to the network. My assumption is no, but to be honest, I haven't really tried yet. I pull up the computer and start working, seeing if I can search for any computer not on the network. There's so many toggles and options on this thing, a lot of them given confusing labels, if any at all. I don't know for certain if any of them actually do what I want them to do, but it's worth a shot. After 10 minutes of experimentation, I have no luck. Still, I can't definitively say that it can't. Recently, it's such a complicated, strange program that I feel like I can unlock more functions if I experimented further. Anyway, Frank Craven asked me not to dig into this Nightingale stuff. I wouldn't know where to dig in the first place. Who knows about this stuff other than me and Mr. Craven? But I might find something out just using the program normally as I have been. I don't think there's too much of a risk keeping an eye out. That raises a separate question. What constitutes normal use of recently? Technically, what I'm doing is breaking into people's fucking computers and stealing their personal info. I have to think hard about how I'm going to use this program. Am I really protecting people? Or am I putting myself and others at risk? It could be the case. This is all some sort of trap. If they can get into everyone else's computer, they can get into mine. Is it possible that they've been tracking everything that I've been doing? If so, who? The government? The police? If I was a real hacker, what would I be using? How would I go about this? To be honest, I'm really only an amateur wading into a deep, deep sea. The door? No. Probably the vent system. Did I leave that door open again? Shit. I'm usually so careful about shutting the door. I really am feeling paranoid. I gotta sleep this feeling off. Couldn't get a wink of sleep last night with all these moral questions buzzing through my head. They all seem a lot more appropriate for my ethics and information tech class that I was forced to take last semester. I don't think that class would have helped, but it's definitely a topic Professor Garcias would have loved to waffle on about for a full period. I can't just think about what others would think. I have to come up with my own answer. It's more complicated than simply refusing to break the law. There are times when breaking rules is a good, just thing. I gotta think about me, too. There's risks I don't understand. There's nothing free in this world. This power will come with a price. Maybe I should just avoid using recently today. Maybe even avoid thinking about it. A knock at the door? Does Leah need something? I'll open the door for her. Hey! Leah's standing in a strange, coquettish manner, like she wants something. I'm having computer issues. Oh, okay. I'm playing the handyman today. Got it. What seems to be the issue? Come on, Grim. Don't talk to her like a customer. She's your friend. The typical IT help desk manner is hard to shake off, but still. Something about Leah's behavior is throwing me off a bit. I don't know what it is, though. This isn't the first time she's knocked on my door about a computer problem. It turns off if I unplug it. It sounds like your battery is dead. Oh, do you think it could be that simple? The computer is old, right? Sometimes the batteries end up dying. I suppose. I can't really remember when I bought it. Shit, even Leah isn't usually this bad with computers. Could you take a look? Sure. Is it in your bedroom? Yes. Let's take a look then. Leah watches with a strange, nervous energy as I take a look at her computer. I pull the plug. With a fatal whirr, it dies. Is it working? Do you think you can make it work? Well, you're right that it turns off if you unplug it. Oh, so that means the battery is dead? Really good sign that it is. It could be a driver problem or bad power settings configuration. Do I need to get a new device? I think this brand has a replaceable battery. I turn the computer over and take a look at the bottom. Oh, is the problem there? Did someone else work with your computer recently? Yes. Someone voided your warranty. Oh no. Damn those repair shops. How did they void it? They broke the seal into the inner compartment. How do you know? There's a little sticker you have to break to open the computer up. It's kind of the same thing with the rings around milk bottle tops. Oh, an anti-tamper thing? Precisely. Now that it's broken, I'm free to take a look inside. Are you sure you won't damage the computer that way? Leah, the computer is bricked. I literally can't do any more harm to it if I throw it out the window. I see. I carry a small screwdriver with me on a keychain and undo the screws holding the back cover in place. When I open it, I immediately see the issue. Yeah, Leah, the battery's missing. What? Missing? Really? Yeah, did the repair shop you went to take it out? That's so weird. Maybe it slipped out of the computer. Slipped out of the computer? Yeah, did you open the computer? No, I don't know anything about computers. I wouldn't know where to find the battery. Is Leah lying to me right now? Are you sure the back cover never came off? If anything, I put it back on. So the back cover was off. Why didn't you tell me? Because I found it that way, and if I had been the one to break it, you would have made fun of me. Okay, I suppose that's possible. Leah has been occasionally embarrassed by her lack of knowledge about computers and such. It's a simple fix. Just reinsert the battery. Oh, so is that hard? No, I just said it was simple. Oh, you should talk to the manufacturer and tell them whoever fixed your computer voided the warranty without your consent. Okay, so it'll take like a minute? Yeah, a minute. I just need a spare battery. If it dropped out of the computer, it might still be in the room. You sure it's not at the repair shop? It could be, but I think it's in the room. She seems to be pretty confident that that's the case. If everything is okay, I'll take a bathroom break then. Sure! That's weird, isn't it? Something about the way Leah acts has thrown me off a bit. I don't know, she could be lying, but why? It can't just be because she's embarrassed she knows so little about computers. Or I could be going deeper into this paranoid mindset, interpreting innocent actions as sinister. Do I want to start doubting even Leah's actions? No, second-guessing Leah's motives is a line that I don't want to cross. Whatever's going on, there's an innocent explanation. Leah's always has my best interests at heart. If I can't trust her, I can't trust anyone. She's probably lying, yeah, but it doesn't mean it's a sinister lie. I mean, once lied in class because I didn't want to admit I had diarrhea. I highly doubt that Leah has diarrhea. Maybe she's looking for an excuse to get a new computer. I have no idea. So, where is this battery? Beneath Leah's bed, apparently. I suppose the battery could have fallen out of the laptop and slid beneath the bed, but I really don't know. Anyway, now that I've found the battery, it's pretty easy to fix. I really only need to hook it back up. When I finish working, it suddenly strikes me, a reason why Leah is acting so strangely. Did Mr. Craven tell her something about what happened yesterday? I'll address it when she comes back. Done. Oh, good. Thanks. So, did Mr. Craven tell you about what happened last night? Mr. Craven? Yes. Yes, he did. The parking garage thing. So she does know. Why didn't she ask? Yeah, it was really, really weird. Yeah, you look completely fine after that ordeal. I guess I just haven't thought about it that much. You didn't think about saving someone's life? Nearly getting beaten up? Man, this was really the last thing I wanted. She's gonna get too interested. I have to pass it off as an accident. I don't know, Leah. There's so much else on my mind. That was all an accident. Let me get some water real quick, guys. You could have told me about it. You were asleep when I got home, so it's the sort of thing you tell someone immediately. I don't know, Mr. Craven. I don't know how much he told you. Hold on, that didn't make sense. I don't know. Mr. Craven, I don't know how much he told you, but he basically told me to keep it quiet. Really? Why? Shit, if I hinted something more interesting, she's gonna look into it. Fuck it, I'll just pass this on to Mr. Craven. I think it's best if you just ask Mr. Craven. Sure, I guess I will. So what else has been going on? What are your plans? Just work, school, maybe snatch a little fun, too. Yeah, let me know if you're doing something cool. Maybe we can do it together. That'd be nice, you know, you're busy so often, I just kinda stopped asking. I know, and it's the same situation with me. But hanging out with you at the town hall was so nice, it might be worth it just to see if we can do something like that. Yeah. Even if I say I'm busy 20 times, the 21st time, you know, might be the one I'm not busy. Yeah, but I'm busy today. Oh yeah, me too. Looks like that plan will have to wait, but I'll promise to ask. Something will come up. Maybe my computer will break again. Well, that was gonna happen anyway. Heh, yeah. I gotta get going. I haven't taken a shower yet, so... Okay, until later, Grim. Yeah, you too. Ugh, she already found out about last night? God, news travels quick. And I really didn't want Leah to learn. She's the last person I want interested in something as dangerous as this. And if I just play it off as a random occurrence, then maybe I can deflect enough attention that she doesn't realize it was some kind of conspiracy thing. Sam's phone weighs heavy in my pocket. I wonder how she's gonna react when I give it back to her. I mean, happy, right? I'd be happy. I'm on time this time, so when I see Sam's empty seat, I think to myself it's not that weird for Sam to be late. She'll probably show up later. I take my seat in full faith that Sam is gonna show up soon. But she doesn't. The whole lecture goes through and no Sam. Ugh, I know it's none of my business, but Sam can't afford to be absent with how badly she's doing at school. God damn it, it's making me feel uncomfortable for her. Better talk to Mr. Rogum after class. In the meantime, I'll send Sam a text and hope she responds. I'll see you all next week. Please read pages 304 to 311 in your textbooks. We'll be concluding relativistic velocity by the end of the week. Damn, end of class and no text from Sam? What's going on? Mr. Rogum. Oh, Grim, my favorite student. Thanks, I see Sam isn't in class. This surprises you? Sam is late, but she usually shows up. In that case, I suppose it is. Maybe she's finally learned her lesson. A lesson? What exactly is the point of her showing up? The fuck is he on about? I still don't understand. Let me put things frankly, Grim. When I see you coming in with Miss Hunter every day, I wonder why the wheat is walking in with the chaff. There are systems in place to weed out people like Samantha Hunter. When you compromise these systems in the interest of political expediency, people like Miss Hunter end up in a position where they're destined to fail. Destined to fail? I don't mean failure in every sense of the word. There's prejudice against those better suited to flipping burgers, welding, internet vlogging, and so forth. But that isn't the fault of the system, it's the fault of society. Miss Hunter might have become self-aware enough to understand that she's in a circumstance where she's bound to fail, and she is assessing a new path where success is more likely. I don't believe that. Your star is rising, Grim. If you tie yourself to leaky boats, you're gonna go down with them. Speaking of which, I really am impressed with your fusion paper. I must admit I had to search and make sure you hadn't pulled it from the internet. If you adapt it a little and make a fine article, I know the editors of several popular science magazines. I'll think about it. Thank you, Mr. Rogum. Of course. God damn it. Sam really is gonna fail if she doesn't attend class. What is she doing? I have it in mind to call her and rip into her. No answer. Is she not picking up? Don't tell me she lost her new phone. That'd be just like her. Although, if she had, she probably wouldn't have made it to class without my help. That's just who she is. Shit, am I gonna have to go to Sam's room and check personally? I don't want to feel like Sam's caretaker all the time, but Sam usually isn't this bad. Something is scratching at the back of my mind, trying to warn me. Something she said bothered me, but I got so distracted by the fucking phone I forgot about it. What was that thing that she was talking about? Shit, I can't remember. That's right, it's not something she said. It was her mood. She looked so sad and defeated. That isn't like the Sam that I knew at all. The one who ran for student council president on a whim and defeated me. Sam isn't a sad person. She's a bit down on herself and self-deprecating, sure, but not hopeless. I should have been more insistent when I was talking to her. It can't hurt to knock on her door. It feels different from before. I hope everything's okay. Ugh! This is a bad joke. Is she gone? Does she know how much it bothers me when she acts like this? Sam, what's wrong? If only she knew how much effort it took me to get this phone to her. I guess I'll mail it to her? Those high heels. I'd recognize the sound of those shoes anywhere. It's been a while since I heard them stomping up a hallway like all the way back in high school. I guess she hasn't changed all that much from high school. Well, well, look who waits at Sam's door like a hungry little puppy. You could just say good morning. I could. What are you doing here? I was about to ask you the same question. I'm having a hard time getting in contact with Sam. I suppose you're here. Excuse me. I suppose because you're here, you are too. Really? The student council needs to talk with Samantha Hunter? If you haven't noticed, Sam is the president of multiple clubs. Yeah, that's the weird thing about Sam. She has a talent for acquiring offices. I was wondering about that. Why does she do that? It's not that she likes leadership positions, it's that she has a hard time saying no. Someone asks her to do something, and she usually does it. Sam has a hard time saying no? Oh, no wonder she's your favorite person. It's not like that. I don't see why it can't. Let me say something nice about Sam, though. She doesn't seem like the type to get paperwork done on time, and yet she does. She's quite reliable, which always surprises me. Just not when it comes to her own needs. I'm starting to understand as she works. But recently she hasn't been reliable. Her clubs have been complaining that she hasn't been showing up to any meetings. Seriously? Oh, fuck, now I'm worried. Seriously? I'm starting to jitter a little. The words are hard to type. Did something happen to her? Clearly, but she's not dead. Dead? That hadn't even occurred to me. What happened? I can't say. You can't say? It would violate her privacy. I'm her friend. I have the right to know. No, it would be against the rules for me to reveal what I know. Sorry. So I can't call her? Can't knock on her door? Can't... You can go into her room. What do you mean? That's why I'm here, to go into her room. That isn't a violation of privacy? Student bylaws stipulate that I can enter a dorm if I suspect a possible health issue. Health issue? Mental health also counts, right? School administration is so focused on health and safety. Well, I'm here for health and safety reasons. You're gonna go into Sam's room? With the magic skeleton key afforded to me by being student council president, yes. Would you also like to come in? I'm not even in the student council. I've got no reason to be in there unless she invites me. You do have a reason to be in there. You're her friend, right? I don't know. Fuck off, Grim. Violating her privacy wasn't that big a concern when you were hacking into her computer. What am I doing? Overcompensating now that I have a particularly legitimate reason to go into her room? Am I being performative just to deflect suspicion off me? I suppose it is also true that I probably shouldn't be entering her room without reason. I don't know. Valerie opens the door with a swipe of her card. We both walk in together. I don't see her. I know, my heart is starting to sink. She isn't in her closet, is she? Playing hide-and-go-seek? Sam stuffs her closet so deep she can't fit a box in, let alone herself. I'm joking, Grim. Joke or not, she isn't in here. I can see that. I'm at a loss. This really sucks. I guess she'll show up eventually. Everything she has is here, after all. In the meantime, I suppose I'll have to get the clubs to nominate new presidents. Nominate new presidents? That's quick. She hasn't been gone that long. That's right. You don't know what I know. Valerie knows something? Why would Valerie know anything about Sam that I don't? Okay, I have to get going. You can't just leave me hanging like that. To tell you would really be violating her privacy. If she doesn't want to share something with you, maybe there's a reason. Anyway, you give her phone over to the campus police, I'm sure they can return it. No, I'll find a way to give it in person. Okay, don't stress about it too much, alright? If you need a good back rub and a kind word, my door is always open. Yeah. I have the means to figure out what Sam is doing. I should just go ahead and do it. I get to my desk and pull out my laptop. I'm about to spy on Sam, so I start looking over my shoulder to see if Linus is near. What's up? Holy shit, did I scare you, man? Shit, that's amazing. I didn't expect it. Expect it, man. So you seem to have left in a hurry yesterday. Is that what it looked like? Hank said there was some sort of emergency. Was it connected to that investigation, the one with the picture? Oh, right, I think I've already told Linus way too much. I wanted to leave early to go deal with something. You didn't leave early, so it must not have been so bad. So that was the investigation, huh? If I delayed, I might have lost my lead. My lead. So, did you get the phone back? Yeah, I tried to return it this morning, but Sam wasn't around. That sucks. It does suck. You seem more stressed out than you used to be. If you want to unload on me, that's cool, man. We IT guys have to be there for each other. I appreciate that. Linus gives a benevolent smile. You can be there for me by watching the front. I'm not good at that. Come on, man, relax. It's not a big deal. Listen, I got a sign out front. Please be patient. All you gotta do is deal with people who aren't patient. Like it or not, dealing with people in the front is part of your job description. Yes, I know. Fine, I'll watch the front. Flippin' fantastic. Finally, a moment of privacy. I type in Sam's name into recently. Nothing. That's disturbing, but it doesn't mean that there's a problem. She could be at a movie theater, turn a phone on silent or something, skip school. I'm a little anxious, but I'm sure there's a good excuse for this. I look at her phone and wonder what I should do with it. I've already peeked inside her computer, right? So looking into her phone wouldn't be so bad. I mean, the chance there's going to be some kind of surprise is not very likely. I know Sam very well. If she has a really deep, dark secrets, I'd sense it, but she doesn't. That doesn't mean that something more recent hasn't occurred. If so, I need to find out what. On her lock screen, I see a 4-digit PIN code. I wonder if her house number would work. I start to enter it in. Excuse me? Could I have a little help, please? Aw, fuck her again. Linus is still in the bathroom. I'm not sure when he's getting out. I guess I'll just deal with her. Finally! Alright, guys, and that's where we're gonna end it for now. So, I don't know where the hell Sam is, and things are getting really juicy. The case is continuing to expand, like it's getting more and more complicated. And I think that's what makes a good mystery, when a small mystery becomes an even deeper mystery. And this is many, many, many parts, so this is a very long mystery. Alright guys, so that's it for Shale Hale Secrets, and remember, you can pick it up on Steam right now. I'm out!